with respect to suffering. Normally, we want to run away from suffering. We want to ignore suffering. We want to get rid as quickly of any type of unpleasant feelings or experiences. But if we are one of these lucky people that have found Buddha Dharma, these teachings, then actually we can thinking if I shall say it, but I think so. We can even come to enjoy our suffering. Why? Because we can understand the incredible benefits of suffering. If we have a spiritual practice, or if we view or understand our suffering like from a spiritual point of view, then this understanding, it's very empowering. It has many good qualities. Yeah, it makes us like humble. Makes us humble. The understanding the vulnerability of our situation. We begin to understand the nature of impure life. We become courageous to face the truth of suffering. We begin to understand what others are experiencing. If not, if we don't have suffering, how can we understand others' suffering? Almost impossible. Almost impossible. And it will make us determined to purify our mind. It will make us determined to not create more causes of more suffering, but just practicing virtue. So unbelievable good qualities that can arise from viewing our own suffering with wisdom, approaching it with a correct view, wisdom. And Venerable Geshe-la says here, Shantideva says, moreover, suffering has many good qualities. Through experiencing it, we can dispel pride, develop compassion for those trapped in samsara, abandon non-virtue, and delight in virtue. Understanding the good qualities of suffering, we should develop joy at our opportunity to practice taking by means of compassion. So we should engage in these practices actually with great enthusiasm and great joy. Wow, that's fantastic. The causes that I can create, what good results does actually suffering bring? So we don't need to be afraid from suffering. We don't need to reject suffering. No, we actually can come to enjoy suffering. Or like we also use as analogy, we can become like peacock who is thriving on poisonous plants. And these same plants, they are killing other birds, but the peacock, he becomes like strong and beautiful when he eats this poisonous plant. So we can transform suffering into our spiritual development and really gain huge, huge benefits from it. So we don't need to be afraid from any type of suffering. You know, it's so powerful. So it's again like almost magical. When we hear at the beginning, you can enjoy suffering, we think, well, that's quite strange. Well, if we have Dharma wisdom, we will. We can.